You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Oh, yeah, there will be too much of me in the coming by and by. Well, I'm trying to change that. And that was, part four of Patience. Before that, we had part three, and I'm not getting any thinner on bottled beer, so. But I'm not going to give that up, see. If I had to give that up, you know, it just would be, there has to be something in my life that gives me. It's my carrot. And don't say carrot to me either, please. But that's the whatever's. It's a pilsner on a stick, and that's what gets me through the week. This is Radiola, a non-fat, not low-carb edition of Radiola, brought to you under duress by me in exile. I'm Andy Sr., and exile is a good word for it, but WHCL will be back on the air. Indeed, we will be back on the air sometime in mid-August. We're going to continue with some more acoustic jazz, and we're going to go right to the source here, the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1921, Jazz Me Blues.
Thank you.
And there's the all-star trio playing Uday L. Bowman's Perennial. Some would call it a chestnut, some would call it a warhorse, but I call it, I call it the 12th Street Rag. That was recorded in 1920, and I think it was more than a trio because in addition to George Hamilton Green and F. Wheeler Wadsworth and I think Victor Arden was one of the other pianists on there. You had Max Cortlander also, so it was there was actually a quartet, I believe, according to the discographies, or maybe Victor Arden went out for a smoke and Max Cortlander filled in, but that's what you got in 1920, in the All-Star Trio. And before that, we had Benny Kruger, alto sax great Benny Kruger, 1922, great recording, and I love the sound of these early Brunswicks. That was Boardwalk Blues, beginning with the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and, I don't need to introduce them because they are well-known. The Jazz Me Blues, 1921. This is Radiola, and I'm not going to give myself an introduction, but if you're listening to this show, chances are you're here for a reason, and I appreciate it. I'm Andy Sr., and I do appreciate you sticking with me while we are constructing the studio and doing our show from Radiola Manor in plush, luxurious West Utica, New York, where gentle breezes blow and a nice breeze comes in off the Mohawk River and wafts the most delightful perfume. And it's absolutely incomparable this time of year. And I'd recommend it to anyone. We're going to continue. A lot of acoustic today. I have a lot of acoustic, and no apologies at all, because it's all wonderful stuff. Here's Margaret Young, whom I really like, with Benny Kruger's orchestra, and we just heard them, but they're taking an accompaniment, the role of accompanists to Margaret Young on an old Brunswick from 1922. And, sometimes I feel this way. I've had some, it's been interesting this week without saying too much. As I say, one has to thicken one's hide as one tries to reduce it. So once I figured out that trick, I'll be Houdini. Nobody Loves Me Now.
I've got the doggone lonesome as blues. Nobody loves me now, and the days are long. Nobody cares if I'm doing right or wrong. Even my pet canary won't warble his song. But nobody seems to call. see the telephone hangs on the wall. Life doesn't seem just as sweet as it used to. Somehow I've got the blues, 'cause nobody loves me now. It's pretty tough when you have to go broke sending your own self postal cards. If the telephone company relied on the calls I get, they'd be in the poorhouse. Well, I was so lonely that I went out and bought myself a parrot. And he found out that it couldn't speak English. Why, even my little canary has laryngitis from trying to cheer me up. I'm even glad to see my landlord when he calls. Why, I'm so lonesome I'd even stand for a raise in my rent if he'd only stay just a little while. I guess the only way to make friends is to make beer. I know what I'll do. I'll get a recipe for home brew. Bet I won't be a lone man. No, sir. 'Cause I'm just a woman that can't do without love. No, how I've got the blues, 'cause nobody loves me now.
I'm glad to hear you say hello. winter night I thought I'd freeze. Old gray mare, she froze her knees. She sneezed so hard she caught the croup. Her tail got stiff and she couldn't stoop. Whether it's cold or whether it's hot, we don't have weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. A bean from Ohio went out to play. He didn't turn up till the close of day. Came back a little ready, long and lean. Where, oh, where had Lima been? Whether it's the cold, cold, or whether it's hot, where we going to have weather, weather, weather or not? Well, the weather we'll get, the weather we've got, where we going to have weather, weather or not? The folks in Banyan build grass huts, live on laughs and coconuts. There ain't no poor and there ain't no sick. The fat gets fatter and the thin gets thick. Whether it's the cold, cold, or whether it's hot, well, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. Well, a dog stood on the burning deck. Flames were flying round his neck. He was tied to a fiery log. The heat done ruined him, hot dog. Whether it's the cold, cold. On a seasick ride with Captain Gray, he charged me for 6 meals a day. I had to pay that pirate pup for 3 going down and 3 coming up. Whether it's the cold, cold, or whether it's hot, well, we're going to have a weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, well, we're going to have weather, whether or not. I hope I've kind of made it plain that sunshine drives away the rain. Your darkest clouds will soon be bright. Tomorrow comes after tonight. Whether it's the cold, cold, or whether it's hot, well, we're gonna have weather, whether or not. Whether we'll get the weather we've got, we're gonna have weather, whether or not.
And there's Wendell Hall with one of his acoustic victors. We're going to have weather, whether or not. 1924. Ah, boy, I like Wendell Hall. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. I just like him. I think and I like that record. The Other Side is yet another extension of It Ain't Gonna Rain No More, but I'm partial to that piece. Before that, Alice Green and Edward Hamilton in 1915, celebrating the initiation of long-distance telephone service in the United States around then, and I believe that was also in the Ziegfeld Follies. Hello, Frisco. And this is my hello to Frisco. I mean, it's better than long-distance telephone. I've got people in San Francisco who listen to this show and enjoy it. And people all over the world who like it, and I couldn't be happier. Without the internet, this would be a local show, and nobody would know about it because I wouldn't have any. Nobody very much cares about this stuff. I'd have one or two crazy listeners, but that would be it. My wife, that would be three, and she's not crazy. Well, maybe she thinks I am though. And before that, Margaret Young with Benny Kruger's orchestra. From 1922, Nobody Loves Me Now. And I don't feel that way. I feel that it balances out. I know some people hate me, but, you know, all names available upon request, and you may do with those what you will. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to balance out my address book as we speak. And if you're interested, there's a Facebook fan page for this show. I've removed my personal account, at least for the time being. I may be back eventually, once some issues, I feel a little less nervous about it. But there is a Facebook fan page for this Radiola show, Radiola with Andy Sr. So if you want to look in there, and you don't have to be a fan, or you can like it. At least you don't have to be a fan anymore, which is like committing yourself. Say, yeah, I kind of like the show. I'll listen to it. And I'd appreciate that if you want to. And you'll get the stuff I send out by email anyway. But this way you get advanced knowledge of whatever shows I'm doing, and you know what to expect. We're going to continue now with Mel Hallett. Speaking of, we're going to have weather or not, it's getting a little warm. And here's Teddy Gray singing with Mel Hallett in 1937. Turn on that red hot heat. Is it hot in here, or is it me?
so very soon. I'll remember when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, it'll warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonbird with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, if I can have my say, you'll get a moonbird too.
Leo Reisman, a very nice recording. Tamara, I believe that's how it's pronounced. I wouldn't say Tamara, that's another song. Tamara, perhaps. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, off a French pressing. That's some people like a French pressing. Of Brunswick, French Brunswick, recorded in 1933. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, beautiful recording of that, before which we had Little Jack Little and his orchestra, and Moonburn. There seems to be a slight theme here. That was from 1935, off a, I don't want to say British Columbia, but that's in Canada, an English Columbia. And beginning with Mal Hallett, Teddy Grace on the vocal, Turn on That Red Hot Heat, and apparently somebody has. And that was from 1937. this is Radiola, and there's enough heat in this kitchen. And sometimes you just have to stay out of the kitchen and eat in a restaurant with air conditioning. I'd suggest that, too. Radiola is available. You can check out playlists or any Radiola program that's ever been done since the history of the program, going back 5 years, by visiting Radiola blog, and you will find links there to direct you to those particular things that you wish to hear. Great programs also like The Big Broadcast and Forward Into the Past, and I mentioned The Old Codger. You got to listen to The Old Codger. He expresses a lot of my opinions, I have to say that, and I appreciate it. And we're going to continue. Speaking of him, and speaking of staying out of the kitchen, from 1925, here are the Brock Sisters with "Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again." Just don't tie them around my neck.
Like strangers often do. you'll allow, I'll try somehow to describe my mammy to you. If you should see a soul that's happy, strolling with a gray-haired pappy, that's my mammy. If you see that she's wearing glasses, smiling at each one that passes, that's my mammy. If you should see a little silver-haired old lady sitting with her knitting where it's shady, just mention me, watch her expression, then if she should say God bless him, give her all my love, for that's my mammy. She holds a stick that's always happened, limping along when she ain't napping. That's my mammy. She's got no time for foolish gabbing, hustling and bustling in her long cabin. That's my mammy. When you get off the train in Tennessee, you're bound to see her standing at the station. She'll be waiting there as you get off, and then she'll start a conversation. Just tell her that I'm well and that I'm really in no danger. You're sure to be her friend, and just forget that you're a stranger. Don't you knock, just walk right in and make yourself at home, for that's my mommy.
Piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, this little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years may pass, but no matter where I may roam, I hope and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home. I have heard sophisticated love songs, rhapsodies and symphonies galore. They never craze me or amaze me. It's funny, but I always will adore. This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, this little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years may pass, but no matter where I may roam, I hope and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
And there's Miss Anona Wynn, This Little Piggy Went to Market, 1934. That is a touching song. And good job that she did with it. There are a lot of songs like that. But that one has a certain poignancy, which I have to appreciate. That was off of Regal Xenophone. And Anona Wynn made some good records, and she made some that were just plain strange, which we played last week. But I like that. It does have a certain feeling to it, and does make one consider the mixed blessing that is family. And so does Harry Richman in 1928. That's My Mammy. Oh, yeah. And it is a mixed blessing. Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again, 1925, The Brock Sisters. So, I've gotten used to that. I've gotten used to the mixed blessing. I've gotten used to certain changes in my life. Perhaps I should have played There Will Be Some Changes Made in this program, but maybe that would have been too obvious. And God knows I'm not obvious. This is radio, and I'm I'm as obvious as a train wreck. This is Paul Whiteman, 1926, and this is also how I feel. No more worrying.
Thank you.
Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians. Nice hot dance version of that from 1928, and I do like that. It's in contrast to the one recorded by Lily Delk Christian and Louis Armstrong, and I like the tune, and it sounds good here, and it's very upbeat, up-tempo. Last night I dreamed that you kissed me. There's no that in there. Last night I dreamed you kissed me. Yes, that was the total thing there. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, No More Worrying, from 1926. And we're going to finish up this radiola in exile, with Reduced Fat for your consideration. So you may listen to this show with impunity, or anyone else you want to listen to it with, here on the Internet, and we'll be back on the air in mid-August, so I promise you. We're going to continue with Mickey Alpert, which is actually Ben Selvin, Paul Small on the vocal in 1932. Auf Wiedersehen.
Until the day we meet again, sweetheart, goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, my dear.